episode 739, How Intimacy Can Boost Your Health.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive.
Happy, happy day. It is our time together. Yes, it's Wellness Wednesday. I am so excited that you are here. I hope you are having a truly glorious week. Hopefully you're not too stressed, because you know what? I have something that's going to help you with your stress right now. You're overwhelmed, and it's all about how you can boost your health. It's about intimacy. Oh yeah, it's going to be an awesome one, so you want to stay tuned for that. For those of you who are brand new to our family, welcome. I am so delighted that you're here. If you haven't already had the opportunity, you're going to want to head on over to createyournow.com, where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions to Finding the Simple in Every Day. There's no reason to make our life any more complicated than what we do. And sometimes those big dreams that we have actually slow us down. They get us stuck and we don't know what to do. Well, if you are ever in that moment of life, you definitely want to sign up for the newsletter. We try to bring a lot of simplicity to your complexity. You know, it's easy for us to think about having a healthy lifestyle as being a chore, work that leads to little results. You've been there, right? You want to lose that weight and you lose a little bit of it, but you can't lose those last 5 or 10 pounds. Or you want to get healthy and you're like, I'm going to take out all the sugar. And the next thing you know, 2.5 weeks later, you're like Cookie Monster and you're just like, roar, 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 and you're just eating it all up, right? It's tough. We have to work hard. Now, for some of you, maybe you were modeled a healthy lifestyle and it comes very natural to you. That is fantastic. But the majority of the world did not have that as a model for them growing up. And so it's tough for us to sit here and go, okay, what can I do to create these healthy habits, to have this healthy lifestyle? But believe it or not, our healthy habits can be extremely rewarding. And one of those is sexual intimacy. Oh yeah. Today we're going to chat about how intimacy can boost your health. Now, I want to give you kind of a disclaimer here. For those of you who have little ones around listening, what we're going to talk about here, we're going to talk about very openly. We're going to be real raw and authentic. You know that's how I talk. However, if I was having this conversation with my children, I would not mind them listening. So it's truly to your discretion whether or not you want to put your earbuds in. But I am going to use real terms. I'm not going to sugarcoat it and make up names. When I talk, I want to talk in correct terms, scientific terms. So we're going to do it out of respect, obviously, because that's important to me. So if you feel a little uncomfortable and you haven't had this conversation with your children, then you may want to pause this and put your earbuds in. But again, I'm going to leave that up to you. And let me be an encourager here. As a mom of 5, I think it's really important for us to have open conversations when it comes to intimacy. And there is so much information out there in the world. I mean, you can Google anything, and nowadays you can clap your hands. It's like clap on, clap off, you know. Siri just talked to you, or I don't even know what the name of the Android one is, but regardless, anybody and everybody can tell you what and how to do something. And I don't know about you, but for me, I would rather be the beginning resource for my children. So if you're a young parent and you're like, oh, I really haven't had this conversation, or maybe they're kind of getting close to that elementary, going into middle school age, and you're like, oh, I don't know. Let me encourage you today, begin those open conversations. There's nothing more rewarding, in my opinion, than having your child come to you with, yes, they're tough questions, but I would much rather them have, you know, me be their resource than something else. And I can speak from experience. I've talked to all of my children in depth about them, obviously age appropriate, but it's important because I want them to know, especially when we're talking about intimacy, that it truly is a gift and not to take it for granted, or that it's just kind of like out there to be quote unquote used. that's not how I want it portrayed, at least not in my family. Of course, you need to do what's right for yours. But I just wanted to throw that out to you because we don't talk about it, right? Already, I'm sure you read this title and said, oh my gosh, what is Christy Yan going to tell me today? You're like, oh, and we get these butterflies in our stomach. Like, I really don't want to have this uncomfortable conversation. I'm going to try to make it as comfortable as I can for you. And I'm not saying I'm any expert and I've got all the answers and all of this, but from my research and what I have found in my experience, this is what it boils down to: how intimacy can boost your health. There are truly health benefits. So with that being said, let's jump on in. Let's get to those benefits. Number one, it improves immunity. It helps to boost and improve your immune system. When you have sexual intimacy frequently, 1 to 2 times a week, you have higher levels of immunoglobulin A, which is your first line of defense. What a great army, right? You want one? You got to enjoy intimacy a little bit more. Also, its job is to fight off the invading organisms at the entry point. So ultimately, that means you're going to take less sick days. Now, I don't know about you, but I would rather take less sick days and be able to have more time off and get my job done the right way. So that's just something to think about. It improves your immunity. Number two, heart health. Yes, yes, yes. Good intimacy does the heart good. That sexual intimacy that we're talking about has many of the same benefits as exercise. However, it also keeps testosterone and estrogen levels in balance. A study showed that men who have regularly sexual intimacy, meaning 2 times a week, is almost 50% less likely to develop heart disease than a man who only does it once a month or less. All the more reason to make sure you have intimacy in your life with your partner. Okay, you want your man to live with you, right? You don't want to live without him. So come on, let's bring it on. Good intimacy does the heart good. Number three, it helps to lessen pain. Sexual intimacy releases pain-reducing hormones, and it's been found to help reduce or block back or leg pain, including, though, menstrual cramps, arthritis, and headaches. So you know that whole thing of, oh, I've got a headache? That's not a good excuse. Just saying. So we already got three great ones. It improves immunity, it's heart healthy, and it also lessens pain. Number four, it may also help reduce prostate cancer. This is great for the men. The men who actually ejaculate 21 times a month, this is what the study showed, have a lower risk of prostate cancer. Now, overall, I would say, hey, that's a huge benefit in itself. Again, it's really important that you have these conversations not only with your partner, but with your physician, your medical provider. You need to know how your body is responding or not responding. Because as much as intimacy can benefit you, maybe you're having it and there is more pain. Well, then maybe that's something you need to look into further. Okay, so that's just a side note. Number five, this one's an obvious one. It helps to lower blood pressure. We're under enough stress in our life, we all could lower our blood pressure. So, hey, bring it on, right? Number six, you know this one. It's a great form of exercise and probably one that we don't find to be real grueling. Or maybe we do. I guess it depends on the situation. But part of that, if you're thinking that it's actually grueling, maybe that's for another episode. I have spoken with many women and a few men that it is tough. That there's this kind of separation, and it's more in the relationship and the building of it and the bonding together than it is the actual act of sexual intimacy. So, you know, if again, I want to put it out there. If you're sitting here going, oh my gosh, I maybe that's a reason, or this could be this, and I don't even know where to start. I'm here to help you in your journey. Click on the link, Take Aim. That will begin our conversation. And I will get you scheduled for a free call with me. There's no charge to it. I'm not going to sit here and try to say, oh, but then you need to buy this and this. No, I'm not. This is my way of giving back and serving you. So if any of this is ringing true to you, or you're like, well, wait, I need some guidance here, because we don't talk a lot about this. We don't. And I want to give you a safe space for that. I got to tell you this, bringing it into what I call real life, especially from the women's perspective. You know, nursing or pregnant for 10 years put a lot of toll on my body. And I got to tell you, during that time, yeah, there were times I really didn't feel like I wanted to be close to my husband. I didn't want that sexual intimacy. I was tired of being drug on, so to speak, okay? I was tired of having somebody always need me and want me. But that's not good or healthy for a relationship. And I would not wish that on anyone. And so as much as we think sometimes our relationships might be strong, we need to look at all areas of our relationship, not just our finances, not just how we're taking care of the home and organization and making sure dinner's on the table, but how are we in the bedroom? Sexual intimacy is very important. And in my opinion, like I told you at the beginning, it's a gift. It's a gift, in my opinion, from God. And it's something that I know I personally had to work on. And so, you know, I want to give you hope out there. If you're sitting here going, Christiane, I really am not interested. It doesn't really bother me one way or the other if it happens or if it doesn't happen. I'm telling you, it is an important part in your relationship with your partner. So whether you reach out to me or whether you reach out to your medical provider or a counselor, I would encourage that. Okay, so we've already gone over six of them. I left you off with what? It's a great form of exercise. It really is. And let me tell you this. Sexual intimacy for men burns about 4 calories per minute. And for women, it's 3 calories per minute. And on top of that, it's going to help with balance and flexibility, helping you to maintain that. So, you know, as we get older, we still want to be strong, right? Well, there's another way to do it, another form of exercise. So imagine you putting that on your tracker on how you are keeping track of the exercise that you do a week. I don't know. It might be fun. Intimacy, all for it. Okay, number 7, it helps to improve your sleep. We all need sleep. Are you sleep deprived? Are you working off of 4 or 5 hours of restless sleep? You just can't get it all together? Now, if you have it all together, that's awesome. Then you don't have to worry about this. But I know for me, I love to have my sleep, especially now that I'm getting older. And it seems the older I get, the more I need, but the less I get. And when I was younger, I didn't need a whole lot, and I could, you know, work off of it. But, you know, now it's like reverse. I don't know. It's kind of crazy. So in improving sleep, when following sexual intimacy, the relaxation hormone prolactin is released, okay, which then helps you to nod off more quickly. Plus, oxytocin, the love hormone, is released also, which helps to promote sleep. So women, if you're after your sexual intimacy, if your man begins to nod off, please don't take it personally. I'm just saying. All right? We got to protect our men as much as we need to protect our women. Number 8, this is specifically for women. So women, listen up. It helps to improve bladder control for you. Oh, yes, it does. Intimacy helps to strengthen the pelvic floor muscles, which improves bladder control and helps you to avoid incontinence. Yes, we don't want that when we get older. And it's really important. Do you remember when you were pregnant? If you weren't pregnant, I'm still, you've heard of the term Kegel exercise. And that's truly the tightening of the pelvic floor muscles. And you do it and you can sit there and feel it, okay? I'm not going to tell you right now, TMI, that I'm working on my Kegeling right now. But whether you are pregnant or not, or have been pregnant or not, you need to Kegel even now. So one way you can do it and practice it, which is really good, is to do it while you're having sexual intimacy. Okay? That is a great way. It will really strengthen those floor muscles. Okay? And it also changes the whole effect of the benefits of that time that you're together. Okay? So I would encourage that. And also, I would encourage you to practice your Kegels at a stoplight or when you're doing the dishes. This is what I did all the time when I was pregnant. especially when I was pregnant. I was very serious. When I was pregnant, man, I was like top notch taking care of my body. I did my Kegels every single time. I stopped at a stoplight, and while I waited, while it was there, I did my Kegels for the time that I was at the red light. And then I drove and I was done. And I stopped at the stop. And I'm telling you, I know that's helped me in the long run. Now that I'm done having babies, I still practice my Kegels. Do I do it as much as I did when I was pregnant? No. But I do try to make a conscious effort into doing it. So do it while you're doing the dishes or while you are at a stoplight. It's a great way to really work on those pelvic floor muscles because you want that. There are people who actually have to go in and have surgery, and that's the last thing that you want to do. If you can do things that to help you to avoid surgery, going under the knife, more power to you. All right. Are you hanging in there with me? I know there's a lot here, but it's really important. You know, intimacy can boost your health, and there's benefits that are very great, and you need to know what they are. So number 9, stress release. We got to have stress relief in our life, and I'm telling you, sexual intimacy will do it. Your body releases those feel-good chemicals, which eases the stress, and it heightens the pleasure, the calm, and your self-esteem. So again, another way to boost your health is through sexual intimacy. Number 10, it will also help to boost your libido. Yes, the more often you have sexual intimacy, the more you crave it. Specifically for women, Dr. Lauren Schreckner says this: by having more, it increases vaginal lubrication, blood flow, and elasticity, which in turn makes it all the more enjoyable. When we get older, sometimes our vaginal walls, we lose moisture down in that area, and it can actually be painful. Again, if you are having pain during intimacy, you need to talk to your medical provider. Okay, I'm just saying that outright. It's important for you to take care of your body. You need to know your body. Each body is different. What I feel is different than what you're going to feel, and how you and your partner experience things versus how my husband and I experience things. So you need to look at it on a case-by-case basis. But I want to encourage you that, yes, the more often you have it, the more you will crave it. I do know that from experience. You see, remember my story of 10 years pregnant or nursing, and I would push him away. And then we kind of got into the point where we knew we weren't going to have any more children. And then it was more of an excuse of, I'm just not interested. Not that I wasn't interested and I didn't love him. It just was, it wasn't that magnificent for me. Now, this is being real and raw here, and you're probably smiling, but I want you to understand the importance of this, the magnitude of sexual intimacy and your health, because we don't talk about it. We kind of like, I feel like we kind of sneak into bookstores and we read things, and now you can get ebooks, right? Nobody knows even what you purchased. But I want you to feel comfortable talking about it. I don't want you to have to hide. And it's unfortunate that sometimes even when we get with our best girlfriends, that it's more of an attack on the other one, meaning attack on our spouse, or, well, he just doesn't know what to do. Well, have you told him? So be careful what you say, how you present things, because remember, sexual intimacy is a gift and it's made to be enjoyed. And on top of that, you get health benefits. So come on, the more the merrier, right? Okay, obviously doing it the right way. I'm just saying. Okay, so we get stress release. We boost our libido. And finally, number 11, I know you're like, come on, Christiane, get to the end. It improves your relationship. With the increase of oxytocin, that's the love hormone, it helps to facilitate you being bonded more closely to your partner, to your husband, to your spouse, and experience better empathic connections. You want to have that connection to your partner, to your husband, to your spouse, to your wife. It's so important. And I can't say it enough and emphasize it that, you know what, from a man's point of view, this is something that gets them going. And I'm not talking about the sex itself, but the intimacy level is key in a relationship to a man. For a woman, it is done differently. Okay, we perceive it differently than a man does. So I want you to understand that just because you think your guy always wants it, yeah, maybe he does. But women, we need to be open to freely giving it to him as a gift and not making it feel like it's a chore. Exercise, you know, may be so more of a chore, but sexual intimacy shouldn't be. It should be something that is shared between two people that love each other. So where are you in that? There is no kiss today except to tell you that you need to raise your intimacy to boost your health. That's ultimately the kiss, the keep it simple strategy. Raise your intimacy and boost your health. You don't need to sit here and count and tell me how many times you're having intimacy a week or a month, but I do want you to seriously consider, are you having a healthy intimacy relationship with your partner? Where does that stand? Because maybe you are stressing out and you've tried yoga and meditation and you're like, I'm just not getting it, but you're only having sex maybe once, twice a month. Did you know that's about basically the average? And that's not necessarily normal or not normal, but we make excuses. You know those date nights? If nothing else, schedule it. And you're like, oh, but that kind of destroys the whole idea. Well, do you want to increase that bond with your mate, your soulmate? Do you want to increase the trust factor? Do you want to increase your health? Then raise your intimacy. Increase that, and it will boost all of it. Now, this isn't something that I take lightly, and from experience, I know that this was one area that I failed in as a wife. It truly was. So not only was I failing in it as a wife, but I wasn't getting the health benefits at all. So I'm here to encourage you to really take a serious look at intimacy in your life right now. Is it something this year, 2017, that you need to be working on? Because it's going to have multiple benefits. You got 11 here that I just read off. Those are scientifically researched and proven. And then there's other ones. And we didn't even talk about the biblical aspects of it. Of becoming one with your partner, with God. So let's raise your intimacy and boost your health along with a few other things. The ball is in your court. If you need help with that, like I mentioned before, click on the link, Take Aim. That will begin the conversation and you and I can have one. It's free. It's my gift to you. I'm here to walk beside you to help you in the journey, maybe where you feel like either you're lacking or you want to improve on, et cetera. I'm here for you. Go out and have a glorious week. Keep smiling. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.